The International Mastermind Association is a group of like-minded individuals who have come together based on the mastermind concept espoused in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. As masterminders, we commit to coming together as a group on a regular basis for a coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. We come together to share knowledge with one another, support each other in setting and achieving our goals, and hold one another accountable to what we commit to do for ourselves. We set goals in 10 areas of our lives: spiritual, family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, creativity. You must have goals and plans if you are going to succeed in any endeavor. After all, successful people have plans. Napoleon Hill said, quote, education, knowledge, and influence are more powerful than any exchange of money, end quote. For more information about International Mastermind Association, visit us on the web, internationalmasterminders.com, or once again, Facebook the group, International Mastermind Association.
Good morning. You're listening to the radio podcast of the International Masterminders Think and Grow Rich. We're your virtual mastermind partners helping you to live, speak, think, and grow rich here every Saturday, mastering our lives through our minds through our words with our thoughts, and our thoughts by our actions. I'm your host for this morning, S. Danelle McNeil. So, did you catch last week's episode? You still have time, and you still can. Well, today is open discussion. We're deep dive debriefing last week's conversation and digging into the deep bestseller, Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. In today's open discussion, we're talking about the first Mastermind Alliance. So we are definitely staying in and around this Masterminding Alliance chapter, but we're talking about the husband and wife, and we're talking to husbands and wives. Be determined to stay with us after this motivational break, and we'll be here.
A lot of you who know me know that I love to help people. I love to inspire people. I love to help people to, you know, crush their dreams and pursue their goals. So I spend a lot of time on Facebook forums with entrepreneurs who are looking for the answers to achieve some of the things that I've been able to achieve. And one of them is building a profitable business. And this young lady commented, what do I do when I don't feel motivated to do the work, when I don't feel motivated to make the calls or to close the clients? And the best piece of advice that I could possibly give her was to differentiate yourself from motivation and discipline.
Because discipline is when you can understand within yourself that there are certain things that you have to accomplish or certain things that you're in pursuit of on the journey and on the road to success. Motivation is when you sit down and you wait for outward, you know, instances, outward things like music and people and different moods and swings that oftentimes don't come consistently enough for you to generate the results that you need to generate. An old Chinese proverb says, you know, the best time to plant a tree is yesterday. But the second best time to plant a tree is today. Plant the tree, get it done, and make it happen.
Oh, plant the tree, get it done, make it happen. I love that commercial for so many reasons. Okay, so this week I received a couple of emails and a phone call in the last couple of days, and they were all from one party or another of a married couple. So I decided that today's show would be about the Marriage Mastermind Alliance. Today's guest is a marriage powerhouse, or I should say power mansion, Vaughn and Rose Young. Vaughn and Rose have been married 19 years, 20 in October, and they have four children. They live in Naples, Florida. And Vaughn, Rose, I'll let you each introduce yourselves, but Rose, I definitely want you to touch on your book, Think Up. I am opening up your mics, and you are live. Good morning, Rose. Good morning, Vaughn. Thank you for being with us this morning.
Good morning, Danelle. Thank you for having us.
Good morning. Good morning. How you doing? Thanks for having us.
Wonderful, wonderful. It's my pleasure. So, I got a couple of correspondences this week of differing energies, if you will, and so we'd really like to hear about the married couple as being the mastermind alliance, because what I noticed about a lot of the, well, all of the principles in the book, Think and Grow Rich, is that they all fit into some type of category, whether it's the work that we have to do on ourselves or the outside work. And that mastermind alliance is most definitely an inside job first, because as we talked about last week with Dr. Louisa Boykin and Robin Donaldson, it's an inside job. We have to get to the place within ourselves where we're feeling worthy, that we're feeling like, and we know, not just feel, but we know that we can have a seat at the table and that we have what it takes within us to reach outside of us and not in vain. So I know we haven't gotten to your introduction yet. As you can tell, I'm very, very excited. But I'd like for you to talk about that after you tell everybody who you are. Go ahead.
Hi, I'm Rose Young. I'm originally, well, born in Nassau, Bahamas, raised in Miami, Florida. We currently reside in Naples, beautiful, sunny Naples, Florida, and currently we're on the road, too, on the west coast, going a little west over to Tampa. But anyway, let me tell you a little bit about my book. It's titled Think Up, and it's Discover Your Personal Power to Live Your Best Life. Just like Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich, you have to change your mindset to begin to transform your life. So I share a little bit of my story, some personal, my personal experience, as well as some of the universal principles that are in Think and Grow Rich in my book, with some self-reflection on how to do the work. And, of course, again, with Meg Neal, the master builder, was part of that. She's mentioned quite a bit in the book, because she opened my eyes to this principle of changing your mindset and thinking up. And that's, you know, I can really honestly say that the inspiration came from way back when, from Anne McNeil.
Thank you. We are definitely going to the best introduction for last. Vaughn, go ahead and tell everyone who you are, please.
Good morning, Danielle. It feels like we're having a family reunion over the telephone. I remember when we used to do this every Saturday morning. It feels good to be back. For those of you that don't know me, my name is Vaughn Young. I am the manhood empowerment coach. Now, what does that mean? That means that my burning desire, and I'm going to start right there, my burning desire is to see men equipped and educated on the foundational purposes of their very being, reestablishing the communities, reestablishing our families, and reestablishing our true identity. So that's my burning desire, starting right there. Since we're talking about burning desires today, that's where I'm at with it, and I'm going to beat up for the rest of.
Thank you, Vaughn. Thank you for your passion. And finally, if we will, please, and I am opening up your mic, please, although you don't necessarily need an introduction, please tell everyone in Belgium and Bahamas and Turkey, I think that was the last download that I saw, who you are, please, of the Think and Grow Rich International Masterminders.
Good morning. Yes, thank you, Danielle, and welcome, Vaughn and Rose, and I am the Master Builder, helping you to build a stronger and better life and business, and I've been masterminding since 1979, and I'm very excited to be on the show with Rose and Vaughn talking about the power of a marriage and couples who mastermind, and I think that book of interviews with Napoleon Hill, he said the very first masterminders was Jesus Christ and the disciples, and Napoleon Hill said that the best mastermind group is a husband and wife on one accord in one spirit. So this is very exciting, Danielle, and for those who may be listening for the very first time, I'm also a licensed general contractor. Company is MCO Construction, 40 years in that business as of now. I'm not sure when people will hear this. And then also the owner of Constructively Speaking, where we empower entrepreneurial women to have better quality in their business and their life and profits. And I could go on, Danelle, as you know, but we'll stop there and save it for the show.
Thank you. No problem. We are going to go to our first commercial break. We will be right here.
The International Mastermind Association is a group of like-minded individuals who have come together based on the mastermind concept espoused in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. As masterminders, we commit to coming together as a group on a regular basis for a coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. We come together to share knowledge with one another, support each other in setting and achieving our goals, and hold one another accountable to what we commit to do for ourselves. We set goals in 10 areas of our lives: spiritual, family, health, financial, business.
And we're back. So, Rose Vaughn, we'd like to hear from you. I'll start with Rose first. If you will, please just share briefly your introduction to the personal, professional development, the Think Up philosophy, which originated, as you mentioned, from Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich, and your introduction to that from your relationship with our master builder, Ann McNeil.
Well, basically, Think Up, thanks, Danelle. Think Up basically talks about, again, the universal principle of masterminding. You know, and one of the main focus is that I focus on is accountability, and I focus on the four. I call them the four pillars to living your best life, and it all derived from the 10 areas that are mentioned in the Think and Grow Rich. So the four principles, the four areas, the four pillars to living your best life is the focus of having accountability. Secondly, having that spiritual connection. Spirituality is the second one. The third one would be having that personal development, working on personal development, mind and body, spirit. And then the last one, which is leisure and recreation, where you're also enjoying the things, the wonderful things of life. You're taking that moment to rest and enjoy life. You know, sometimes we can get so busy and doing so much, so many things, working on our goals, and, you know, but you really need that time just to rest. You know, our wonderful Creator created this world and took one day off to rest. So we need to have that leisure and recreation. So, again, the book covers those strategies, and which is around the principles from Think and Grow Rich.
And, Anne, can you share with us, please, why do you think Napoleon Hill stated that the marriage union is the best mastermind alliance?
Well, first of all,
pardon me, Anne.
Yes,
can you, thank you, Rose.
Yes, Danelle. Yes.
Oh, thank you.
Danelle, I believe that strongly, because in order to have a very successful mastermind group, Napoleon Hill talked about the fact that it must be of like mind and it must be of like spirit. And if you mastermind with a group of people, but you don't have a really good mastermind at home and also with your family, what is it for? And so when you think about the power of the mastermind and the mastermind principle, you also remember that, it's also talking about an economic factor. And actually the book talks about the fact that persistence and faith become powerful in families when you have a husband and wife that's actually going in the same direction, like what Rose talked about, those pillars. But also when we think about the financial aspect of the goals that a family will create in order to do many of the things that Rose has talked about in her book. So those are some of the reasons that he talks about the fact that the mastermind group of a husband and wife is really one of the most powerful. And actually, Danelle, if it's okay, I'd like to read what he says in the book when he talks about the fact that the mastermind may be defined as coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. No individual can have great power without availing himself or herself to the mastermind principle. And so when you think about that definition or explanation, what better place to do that than a husband and wife?
Thank you, and that makes sense. The home should, of course, always be, or at most times, be a place of aligned harmony. Thank you. Thank you for that. Vaughn, as a male and as a black man in today's society, how can men align themselves with the principles of what it takes to have an accountability and to be or learn to be accountable to his wife? How can a husband and a wife be accountable to one another?
Really, these are my beliefs on a personal level. Now, I think, let me give you an example of how things used to be for Rose and I. All right, when we first met, we were always, how do I say it? Although we were setting goals, that, it became a family goal instead of it becoming an individual goal with the support of the mastermind team. You understand what I mean? So when I say that, I say, all right, so I would set a goal, and because Rose was on board with it, I may look for her to carry it through. When what should have happened and what happens now is, our goals are although they're individual, they're put together in an effort for not just the individual who set those goals. They're put together for the entire family, if that makes sense. So when it's a goal that set, Rose put a definitive number on how much she wants our network to be within the 3 years, 3 to 5 years. Okay, so in my eyes, the way that I view things, it's okay, I'm in agreement with this, but not only am I in agreement with this, I understand that you are the quarterback of this area. So if you're quarterbacking, it's my goal to be supportive in every way that I can, not only supportive, so when we come across the information, I share it. I have to realize that I'm not, personally, it's not my place to take control over every situation. My goal is my place in some places is just to be supportive of a goal that was set for the entire family, something that's going to take us to another level, if that makes sense.
It does. It does make sense. I'm going to ask this question, and then I'm going to go to Anne with another question. So first I'd like to know from you, you mentioned, you know, you set your goals together, you talk about these plans. I know that you all don't sit at the dinner table 24 hours or 18 hours a day in meeting style. Do you have meetings as the best accountability alliance? Do you have meetings that you sit down and actually go over what your plans and your goals are, and then what is your system, if you will, for carrying those out? And then I'm going to go to Anne.
Danelle, honestly, we view our all right, so in our bedroom, instead of putting a TV on the wall, we have a whiteboard that we set our goals on, which is dry erase board, so that as we're taking the necessary steps these goals. When we reach those goals, we can check them off and, you know, or pay attention and say, hey, listen, we're really not hitting it in this area. We need to focus on it. But this is an everyday thing. This isn't something that happens, like, once a year. It doesn't happen. Like, it's every day. Like, what's the plan for tomorrow in terms of this? And it's right there so that we're constantly looking at it. Like, not only do we have it in the bedroom, but in our bathroom, I have it written on the mirror so that we're constantly able to visualize and see where we're heading and what, you know, the goals that we decided that this would be something worth working towards for us. So, go ahead, Rose.
Well, it's just like having a vision board, you know. It's something that we see every day. I have one even at work on my desk. So we're constantly looking at it and seeing it and keeping it forefront on what it is that we're burning desires are and that we're working towards. And always, you know, checking back and reflecting, adding to it, always adding to it, because it's our roadmap. So there's going to be some times, there are going to be some detours and some changes that we need to make in order to still go in the direction of meeting that goal.
Wow, you replace the television with the whiteboard. I like that. That's definitely keeping your goals, your dreams, and your burning desire in front of you. I know I'm going to get some phone calls about that. No TV in the bedroom. Okay. I'd like to remind our listeners that you are listening to the live show of the International Mastermind Association Think and Grow Rich Saturday Morning Blog Talk. To join the conversation, press 1 on your keypad to get in the queue, and we will do the rest. So my next question is for Ann. I'm going to ask the question, Ann, then I'll go on ahead and open up your line. So I know, we know that not everyone co-signs, not everyone is aboard on this whole mastermind accountability type thing. What do you recommend for couples, or what does Dr. Hill recommend based on the reading for couples that maybe, you know, you may be in an alliance, in a marriage alliance where not everyone in the family, you know, the husband and wife may be, but the kids are not, or the husband is and the wife is not. What do you recommend? How do you move forward in not getting wrapped up in that, but keeping your wits about you, as Napoleon Hill says every now and again in his talks, keeping your wits about you, keeping the goals in front of you, and just not getting wrapped up into that. Share with us, please.
Yes, Danelle, I'd like to go back to something that Vaughn said about Rose, about being the quarterback, and I just want to remind us all that Rose, even though Rose may be the quarterback, and this speaks to your question, even though Rose may be the quarterback on the team, Vaughn is the coach. You see, when we think about the fact that a man is the head of his family, but very often the woman is the neck that turns the head. And so when we bring that back to Napoleon Hill and the philosophy and the principles that he espoused in the book, everything is really based upon the Bible and biblical principles. And that book tells us that as women that we should honor our husbands. And it does not necessarily mean, like you said, that it's going to always be roses. But when you know where you're going, it's easier to stay focused and not get caught up in the drama that will come, because it's going to come. And so when you set the goals and you have a plan and you have a date by which you want to achieve that, it may change or veer a little bit, but you can stay the course in your marriage. And so those would be my responses.
Thank you. Thank you. And once again, I'd like to remind our listeners, I am S. Danelle McNeil, your host for today's show. You just heard from Ann McNeil, the master builder, building stronger and better lives, and Rose and Vaughn Young, Naples, Florida. Okay, so we have about 5 minutes left in the show, and this is open discussion. Rose, Vaughn, Ann, I will open your mics. I will start with Vaughn, and you each can have about a minute to share with our listening audience all over the world, internationally, what you would like them to know about this book, Think and Grow Rich by Dr. Napoleon Hill. Vaughn, your line is open.
Hey, first of all, I thank you for allowing me to be a part of this great show. I thank Ms. Ann, my other mother, for actually introducing the Think and Grow Rich Mastermind concept to me many, many moons ago. It has played a big role in my life, in everything that I while I'm speaking or while I'm engaging with young men and older men, the principles that I'm giving are mastermind principles, our Think and Grow Rich principles. And here's the thing. One day I was thinking, Danelle, I said, you know what? Right now I have an epiphany. It's my aha moment. The keys to success in any realm, I don't care what it is, in any realm can be defined through the Think and Grow Rich Mastermind concept. And the reason I say that is because it's a recipe. I think we spoke on the recipes of anything. It's not about the ingredients so much, but it's about the steps that are taken to make it successful. So it's the same thing. I really understood what Ms. Ann was saying when she said that Vaughn is the coach, and that's exactly what I was trying to say, Ms. Ann. I understand that. All right, this is her play. So what can I do as a coach to help her to make this a successful play? And that's really important, because that's one of my goals, is to teach and to live by the foundational principles that God created man as the foundation of family, as the foundation of themselves, their communities. Like, we are the foundation. So I always want to keep in mind that if the foundation is cracked, if the foundation is not stable, then the house can't stand. So I want to be the foundation in every.
Oh, I thought you were finished at that point. So, Rose, you and Vaughn are on the same team. I'm going to give you 30 seconds because you ate up time.
Yeah, I did.
No problem. That's fine. Like Vaughn said and Ann said, I totally agree. You know, we're both leaders as individuals. But in a marriage, Vaughn is the leader. He's the leader, and no one person is dominating anyone. You know, there's one mind. We're like minds working on a mission, which is, you know, whatever that burning desire is. And I understand that, you know, like Ann said, that I am the neck that turns the head, and I influence Vaughn, but the same, you know, that same influence is going to take us to whatever that burning desire or whatever that goal is. And so we're going to attain it in that same way. As long as we stay in that order and
Go ahead, as long as you stay in that order, and you go ahead.
In that order. Yeah, that's fine. As long as we stay in that order and applying those principles or that principle.
Thank you. And finally, Anne, what would you like to add about the book and the principles as it relates to the topic?
My final addition, Danelle, would be Think and Grow Rich in Every Area of Your Life. And I would also encourage you, as we close, we must have Vaughn back to tell the other side of the story, because there's so many people that need to hear his personal testimony and how he got to where he is, so that, like you said, it's for everybody, no matter where you are. But sometimes you have to reach down to pull up, to be pulled up. Thank you.
Thank you. This concludes this week's episode of the Think and Grow Rich International Mastermind Association Saturday Morning Blog Talk Show. We will meet you here again, this time next week. Thank you.
A lot of you who know me know that I love to help people. I love to inspire people. I love to help people to, you know, crush their dreams and pursue their goals. So I spend a lot of time on Facebook forums with entrepreneurs who are looking for the answers to achieve some of the things that I've been able to achieve. And one of them is building a profitable business. And this young lady commented, what do I do when I don't feel motivated to do the work, when I don't feel motivated to make the calls or to close the clients? And the best piece of advice that I could possibly give her was to differentiate yourself from motivation and discipline.
Because discipline is when you can understand.